Okay, afternoon kindergarten. Let's see. Now, we had a short week this week, and it was full of a lot of...
Tattling.
It was full of a lot of tattling, unfortunately. That wasn't what I was going to say, but yes, it was full of a lot of tattling.
Why did you say that?
But that's okay. It's okay. All right, so let's see. Who wants to tell us what we learned this week? Let's think, Joy.
We did the math problem.
We did. Tell us about the math problem.
It was very hard because we tried our best. We tried our very best to get it right.
You did try your very best. Now, what happened with it? Did we ever find out what the answer is? Javon, thanks for raising your hand.
We did STEM.
We did. Well, let's talk about the math problem. So we're talking about that because I just asked if we ever found the answer.
No.
Did we find the answer?
No, not
well,
yet.
Well, why didn't we find the answer?
Because
Marcus, tell me
we
what.
We found it.
You think you found it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you found it?
Because 3.
You think the answer is 3?
But not everybody.
But see, some people thought the answer was 3. Some people thought it was 20. Some people thought it was 5. Some people thought it was 11. So how do we know what's the right answer? How do we know what was the right answer? Luke. Oh, I'm asking you, though. How do we know what's the right answer? How can we tell? Should we just, like, spin a spinner and check an answer?
No.
No, right? How do we know? Stella, what do you think? How are we going to find out what is the right answer?
What?
Do you want to think about it for a minute? Does anybody want to help our friend Stella? Ava? Quinn?
We think it's 20 and I think it's 5.
Okay. But no one could tell us what the answer was. So what are we going to do now, Sophia? Well, no one could tell us how they got the answer. That's what I should say. A lot of people told us an answer, but they couldn't say how they got it, so we don't know if it's right or not.
I forgot.
You forgot, too? Wow, we have a lot of forgetting going on.
Yeah.
Who else?
Ava
Keegan
forgot.
No, that's okay, honey. Sometimes you do really forget. All right. Anyone else want to tell us about that? What do you think? How are we going to figure this out? Max S.
We need to tell the information how we got it.
You need to figure out the information how we got it. Because a lot of people probably have the right answer. But every time we tried to explain it and they tried to show the people at their table or they tried to show the class, they would say, I don't know how I got the answer, right? So it was really hard. So next week, I want you to think about it over the weekend. And then next week, we'll try it again. And I think we're going to get really good at this, though. But why am I just not going to tell you the answer?
Because our brains won't grow.
Your brains will not grow. You're right.
And you won't learn anything.
And you won't learn anything. You're right. And you know why? Because Mrs. Burns, when Mrs. Burns was in kindergarten, I already went to kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
So I know the answer. But you guys, that's what you're here for, right? You need to practice and think about these things
so
your brains grow.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, let's forget about the math for now and think about what else did we do this week? What else did we do? Madeline.
STEM.
We did do STEM, and tell me about STEM because I wasn't there with you. Mr. Peters is there, so... You just did the book?
Yeah, do you know why? Because we didn't even have time to build the houses.
It would be so much better if you had more time for STEM, wouldn't
you?
I think so, too. What else happened in STEM? Ava, did you want to tell us something else that happened in STEM? Okay, go ahead. You did the beanstalk. Did you get to take yours home? You did? Very good. I'm so glad. Did everyone take their beanstalk home?
No.
Not everybody. Some kids are still working on
theirs.
That's okay. Oh, that was nice. That was very nice. All right. What else did we do this week? Sophia?
We did music.
You did music. What did you do in music?
We
You did learn how to sing some songs. Awesome. I love music. Mrs. Salter's awesome. All right, what else did we do? Stella.
We did our dolphin thing.
What about our dolphin thing?
We were learning about dolphins.
We were learning about dolphins. And what were you doing once? How did you learn about dolphins? What did you use to learn about dolphins? Maeve.
We looked at videos, and we also have books.
Exactly. Very good. So then what did you do once you found out some information about dolphins? Orion.
Going outside to take videos or pictures of the leaves.
Oh, that was last week. You're right, we did do that, but that was last week. What did you do once you found your information about dolphins, Orion? What did you do with that information?
I saved everything that I made, and I just left 3 pages.
But how did you make it? What did you use to make it?
Draw.
Do you remember what it's called?
Book creator.
Book creator. And some people use paper and pencil, right? Which is good, too. You have your choice. You can use Book Creator or you could use paper and pencil. So who can tell me one thing they learned about dolphins? Marcus.
We learned how they live underwater.
They live underwater? What else? Joy.
We learned about where the blowhole is.
Where the blowhole is. What do they do with their blowhole, Javon?
They put water in a blowhole and you squeeze it back out. Breathe.
No, what do they do with their blowhole? What's the main...
They breathe through the blowhole.
They breathe through the whole blowhole. Sometimes water comes out when they breathe out, right? Maxus?
So we learned about how fast do they swim?
How fast does a fast dolphin swim? Do you remember? Almost 25. You're right, 25. So that's close to 30, isn't it? Very good. Okay, one more dolphin fact. Max E, tell me one more thing about dolphins that we haven't talked about.
Some dolphins are different and they like to play.
Dolphins do like to play. How are dolphins different? How are some dolphins different?
Some are very long and some are very short.
And some are
not a pond. Where do some live?
In a river.
In a lake, in a river, and then also in an ocean. And we were surprised to hear that they lived in a river, weren't we? I've never heard of it.
In a river, they have a big snout.
They do. The ones that live in the river, thank you, Luke and Sophia, have a really big snout. All right, is there anything else we want to tell our parents? Are we excited about... They can't see very well, you're right. Are we excited about our trip to Shedd Aquarium?
Yeah!
It is going to be fun. And we are going on Tuesday. So hopefully we'll see some dolphins there and a lot of other sea animals. All right, so what should we say to our parents?
Bye!
Goodbye, parents. We'll see you next week.